January 29. His heart was half gold and half cold from the mines. And his mama always looking for that sunshine. Bud McBain, more like his daddy, well, he waited on the moonlight. Bud McBain, more like his daddy, well, he waited on the moonlight. Always flipping a coin, he'd haul it in the air. When heads came up, he'd put his money on tails. Old McBain, he'd get lost doing what he was told, but he always made it home on a winding road. Was a rover, a bit of a gypsy man. Always counting his blessings, but he only ever had one free hair. And his mama always walked Bud McBain, more like his daddy, well, he doubled back a thousand times. Bud McBain, more like his daddy, well, he doubled back a thousand times, a thousand times. Always flipping a coin, he'd call it in the air. When heads he put his money on tails. Old McBain, he'd get lost just doing what he was told, but he always made it home on a winding road.
Tell me about the title track, McBain.
When I was a kid, my dad had a funny nickname for me and my siblings, but with me, he called me Kurt McBain. And I have like so many cards, I still have them, that they would be signed love, you know, happy birthday, Kurt McBain. So that name, and I really honestly don't know the origins of it. My dad just sometimes had a funny way of coming up with words, and it was really, really wonderful for all of us to have those nicknames. It kind of felt like you were being blessed. But I realized when he passed that no one would call me that again, because it was such associated with him. And so I think that in order to process all of that, I needed to tell a story. I needed to McBain the word even. I couldn't sleep some nights without seeing that word. And it just became what it did. It's based on a lot of truths, the character of McBain in the story. But there's also some embellishments but ultimately it's to pay homage to my dad and something he created without even knowing it during his time.
You are also a stage actor. When do you feel most in your element? When you're performing on a stage or when you're writing or recording?
Oh, I do love recording in the studio and building songs like that. But I have performed in theater. That is a very challenging and incredible experience. But I have to say, ultimately, I feel most alive when I'm performing with a band, like on the stage, say even at Johnny's Social Club here, just having that camaraderie and having an audience to just to kind of be a part of it. That's a really incredible thing. So even for someone like me who used to struggle so much with like anxiety or expressing myself, or I have to admit, it's where I feel most at home, on that stage. So singing songs. So I would say the stage over theater. Theater is a really great opportunity to face fears and like getting out of your comfort zone. So doing things like Les Mis here and Chicago and Greece, they're very fun, but at my heart, I'm like to sing stories instead of being involved in theater.
You support a lot of charities and human rights causes through your music. Can you tell me about one that is particularly dear to your heart?
There's a couple, I'd have to say. One is the Cancer Relay for Life. I've been a part of some fundraising initiatives for that, and cancer is just a really important thing to me. And so I love being able to contribute to those things, as well as our community of Flin Flon, for the first time ever, raised a pride flag and then created a pride day here. And for me, as part of the Flin Flon Pride Committee, I was just really honored to be a part of that. So that's another cause, just raising awareness, decreasing stigma around anything related to mental health, wellness. And so I'll put my soul into doing those kind of charities because I see the need for it and I like to be a part of building good things.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Letting Go. What can you tell me about that one?
Oh, wow. Okay. Picture it. You leave the big city and you're back home in your small town, and it's probably within the first 6 months back home. I was really detoxing on the city life. Not only did I leave back the riches of like restaurants and movies and fashion, because small town life, you know, it's real simple. And you don't have a lot of those luxuries up here in Flin Flon, like a movie theater or, you know, a variety of cuisine. Plus my partner, my now fiance, he was back in Ottawa. And I missed him so much. I was kind of 6 months into processing this life change, but it was before I knew that everything would be okay. I was really scared and I had a hard time sleeping. For about a couple of weeks straight, I just could not get a good night's sleep, and it was affecting me. It was really emotional and had no one to talk to, it felt. You know, you're back in this unfamiliar but familiar place. So letting go kind of became me coming to terms with the fact that life is like that. We live, we experience, we face fears, we overcome, we move on, we move forward, and we always try to love as much as we can. And when I realized that, I was like, you need to let this go. You need to let so much go. And it kind of, that I surrender, I give in, that all kind of became an affirmation I had to keep repeating to myself, almost like counting sheep. And I think doing that, that was just my way of coping through some really tough times. So that's where that song was born, kind of coming to terms with your past and letting go and realizing that you're very strong and you're very capable and you've overcome worse things. So that's kind of the story behind Letting Go. I appreciate you asking me about that one.
It's a very powerful and relatable song.
Thank you.
Cece, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Thank you so much for having me.
One man on a journey. Chasing storms along the way. Knocked down, he'd get back up. Somehow we knew no other way. Well, the path had been weary, and at times the darkness brought fear. But nothing could hurt him, poor himself. Reaching out instead of within, he'd have to learn to see. I surrender, I give in. I surrender, I give in. I am loved and beloved, and that shall be enough. And I surrender, I give in. I've gotta let it go. First step up the mountain, homeward bound. No longer searching, but guided by love. Just reaching for the stars above. Well, the rain came down coldly, and the times the darkness brought me. Journey was worth every tear. He'd come to learn to say, I surrender, I give in. I surrender, I give in. I've been searching so long. I surrender, I give in.